What is happiness? What makes a human being happy? The mentality of the modern man says that happiness is having all the things one could ever hope to have. To me, though, this is absurd. Not least because so many are now materially emancipated and swimming in their own lavish excess, but are still fundamentally unhappy. It seems to me it is not the having of things, but the striving for them that makes a life feel worth living. Happiness, I say, is purpose. Having something one can aim to, idealize. Of course, the modern man would say, I strive for things. I've earned what I have, and I work in an office 40 hours a week to get the things that I want. But still, I am not happy. Sure, in the modern age, we know how to exhaust ourselves working menial, degrading tasks. Usually something from a bigger task, broken down into the most simple, tedious parts to ensure even the biggest moron can accomplish it. But the things modern workers do all this for, the rewards reaped from actually carrying out any task, have no relationship to the work that is done. The work process has been distorted so much that none of the efforts we put into working directly produce the things we get out, and because of this, we are unhappy. Our lives find no meaning save within accepting our role as worker ants. There is no grandeur, no greatness, no achievement, nor pride. If we look closely enough, we can see that this lifestyle is that of the slave. One is not meant to hope for much. They need not climb mountains or conquer vast armies to found civilizations. Just do their master's bidding and accept the subsistence they are offered in return. Slaves. That is all that modern men are. Miserable slaves who aren't even aware of their enslavement. Welcome to the age of the slave.
Life.
Some people are content to live their lives as slaves. It is not their fault. They were born with the mental capacities that create a slave. Contrary to the superstition of the age, all people are not equal. We are all fundamentally different from one another. Some born to be kings and some to be slaves. The majority, though usually not meant for greatness, are not born slaves. As Blake puts it, one law for the ox and the lion is oppression. To expect one group to live under the rule and pattern meant for another would result in the eventual death of that misplaced group. All wise, contemplative, kingly types in this age suffer greatest under the tyranny of the one law. Their intended lot is the one least like that of the slave, and their number of outlets and places of solace shrink daily as they are forced into the lifestyle of the slave. In an expression of absolute hopelessness, many people will try to conceal their suffering and overwhelming feelings of isolation through rampant materialism, which unwittingly only serves to set them further away from their goal of happiness.
Saves us from our hands. vision. Clears a mountain stream. The mind revealing itself to itself. In my vision, I was on the veranda of a vast estate, a palazzo of some fantastic proportion. There seemed to emanate from it a light from within, this gleaming radiant marble.
Vision. металл покрашенный или, может быть, пластмасса. Цветной. Там есть яркий. Похоже, может быть, это игрушка. Поверхность гладкая, но есть вот какие-то выступы. Палец даже застревает. Может быть, это какие-то насечки или это... Или это буквы. Или выступы просто. На игрушку похоже. Разноцветный металл или пластмасса, крашеный металл. Вот все. Стоп.
Thank you.
those amongst humanity not meant for slavery, I say this. Our happiness is preceded by the abandonment of unrealistic preconceptions and the beginning of our revelry in the truth. Not until we begin to accept the world as it is and the differences we are each endowed with will we begin to find happiness. Those of us that choose to pause a moment from the endless bustle to gaze at the world around us learn that the greatest happiness and the highest purpose is found in recognizing our place within the unfathomable grandeur of existence. The kind of small pleasures men of this age are wont to pursue are a distraction from a deeper sadness they possess that indulgence may sate only for the briefest of moments. To build, to create, to see one's efforts amounting to something, this is a happiness possible for only the greatest of men to experience in full. This is the beginnings of heroism. The forsaking of the desire for immediate satisfaction, and the transcendence beyond fears to live for the ideal. What greater joy can there be? But we in this age are prevented from obtaining the transcendent ecstasy that the way of heroism grants, by our worldview. The modern dogmas upholding the material world as the only path to happiness has become a weighty burden, so heavy it paralyzes and prevents the best of us from going beyond the immediate, the temporary, and the trivial. After all, what need has the man who has everything to imagine, to create, or to strive for anything?
Impossible! I'm training!